So yeah, as Mark said, thanks everyone for taking the time to join us in our webinar today. So yeah, I'm Alyssa. I'm a technical evangelist with the commercial software engineering team with Microsoft. So my specialty is in chatbots and AI. So yep, hence I'm doing the chatbot topic today. So I work with enterprises and startups and partners on bringing their chatbots to life. Okay, so what is the Microsoft Bot Framework? So the Microsoft Bot Framework really gives you everything you need to build intelligent bots that connect across all sorts of different channels. So every developer's dream is to write once and run everywhere, right? So the Bot Framework really allows you to do this. Okay, so let's get started from the basics. So what is a bot? So a bot doesn't necessarily have to have like some sort of machine learning or natural language or voice behind it. It's sort of merely something that tries to automate your tasks for you and really amplify the intelligence that we have. So the bot framework has three main components. So I'll just briefly touch on these and then go through some demos so that you guys can sort of get an idea of what bots can do and really get your creative juices flowing. So there's three main components to the bot framework. The first is Bot Builder SDKs. So Bot Builder SDKs, we have a Node.js SDK, which is JavaScript based, and we have a .NET SDK as well. These SDKs are open source and they really help you build bots by providing you with components that make it easier for you to do so. So what I mean by this is they provide you with ways to create forms easily or emulate form filling in the bot easily. They provide things like prompts. So example, if you have a date prompt, then the bot will automatically do like date validation for you when you receive some sort of input from the user. Secondly, we have the bot connector part. So this is the part that lets you connect your same bot logic to many, many different channels. So there's Facebook Messenger, there's Skype, Slack, and other channels. So what we do is register the bot through a dashboard, and I'll show you how to do this later. And then you can configure whatever channel you want your bot to be on. And lastly, the bot directory. So this is kind of like an app store for bots. So Bot Builder SDKs, I'll just touch on each of these three components. So as I said, you can use dialogues to model a conversation. Let me just do a demo as to what that looks like. So I'm just going to run this locally. Okay, so this chatbot is it's a laundry bot. let me say hello to it. I'm a laundry bot and I help with your laundry needs. So this is just an example of what you can do with bots, just an idea. So you can do things like, how should I separate my clothes? This uses natural language in the background to detect what the user is saying. So you can say, I recommend the following separation: jeans, colored clothes, white clothes, baby clothes, wool, delicates. So yeah, it uses natural language to detect what my intent was. And my intent was to find out how to separate my clothes. So what if I say, how should I... So it detects the entity, which is cotton. So entities are kind of like data inside what the user said. So this is a really important part of what I said. And the intent is, how should I wash something? So it gives me canned instructions for cotton. So if I say something like, what about silk? can instructions for SOAK. So it knows that the context is how to care for something or how to wash something. So all it needs is to know what kind of material. So it gives me care instructions for SOAK. You can also interact with the bot through buttons. So if I say yes, give me some detergent recommendations. It says for SOAK, I recommend these over here. So let's say, what about denim? So it detects that the context is to recommend washing products for denim. All right, so let's go Y drift. Cool. So you can also press the button and the bot will give you more information or more detail on a specific product. Okay, so let me see if my weather is working. Should I wash my clothes today? Okay. It basically does like a weather forecasting. So you can integrate a bot with any API that you want. A bot is basically just a web service in the background. So you can integrate it with, yeah, whatever API, including weather. So it says, oh, your clothes might take a while to dry today. So what I've actually done here is you can do something creative like, where's the... Okay, so as you can see here, I've actually integrated it with this in the background. So I've integrated it with Facebook Messenger. And it works with all the buttons and stuff. I've also done it with Skype, but I don't have Skype open. So, okay, it might take a while to reply initially. But you can see that, yeah, I've integrated this with Facebook, which is pretty cool because everyone has Facebook, so it makes it really accessible and you don't have to download any app to access this bot. I've also integrated this with this Power BI dashboard. What this lets you do is really look at the washes that you've done. So as you can see, it's even interactive. If I click on this, it automatically changes and tells me how much I consumed in the month of May, what's the estimated power usage, and let's say I look at the number of warm washers in November. So I spent 97 cents on warm washers in November. Of course, this is using dummy data, but, you know, it's just an example of the possibilities that you could do. Try this heavy. So that's the distribution of heavy washers that I did over the year. Cool. Okay. So going back to the slides. So if you aren't really well-versed in C# or JavaScript, you can actually use any language because the bot connector has a REST API that you can use as well. So that makes it quite flexible. Okay, so the second main component is the bot connector. This connector actually helps to manage the state of your bot. So you need to manage the state for every user, because everyone will be at different points of the conversation with the bot, but the connector actually helps you do all of this. And then there's all these different channels that you can connect to. So I'll just show you the dashboard. Oh, okay, so let me just show you the language understanding model that went behind the laundry bot. Oops. So this is the language understanding model. It's a service called LUIS, L-U-I-S, stands for Language Understanding Intelligence Service. So these are all the different intents that I have. So let's say, remember I had a how to care intent. So these are the different kinds of things that I trained the bot with. So how do you wash cotton? Can I get a washing guide on material and type? Can I get washing instructions? And then let's say we go into another intent, which is separation. So this intent was, how do I split my clothes up? How do I separate my laundry? So you can see that it's really, really easy to do something like this. If I add an intent called what should the intent be? Check location. Then you can do something like, where should I watch my clothes? I mean, this isn't realistic, but it's just an example of an intent that you could add. Okay, it's being a bit slow for some reason, but you get the idea. I mean, you can put like where to go to wash laundry. Yeah, and then once you do that, you can just train it, and then it will be able to understand you based on what you trained it with. Cool, so that's a language understanding. And then not sure why it isn't signing in. Okay, so this is the bot portal. Yep, so you can see all the bots that I've made here. Let's say launcher bot. Alright, so these are all the different channels that you can actually connect your bot with. So it's Bing, there's Cortana, there's Kick, there's Skype for Business, Slack. So you can actually manage all of that right from this portal, which makes it really easy. And you can even integrate analytics into it. It's just loading, but we'll move on anyway. Okay, so what does all the bot architecture look from a high level? So this looks complicated, but it's not that bad, honestly. So your bot code can all go in here. This is where your web service is going to live, and then you can use the bot connector service, which I mentioned earlier helps you connect it to canvases, the different channels. And then you can connect all sorts of intelligent APIs and services to your bot, which means you can use things like the natural language understanding API, you can use speech to text API, you can use many different kinds, translation. And then all your databases and machine learning or search services can all connect to the bot as well. So let me give you a demo of a bot that uses a lot of different kinds of services. Your address. So as you can see, it uses speech to text recognition to understand what I say. I need insurance. Let's say automotive. So you can actually use any kind of identification that you want here. You can even integrate text verification or Facebook verification. So this actually pulls into Microsoft Dynamics 365, and it shows that it does a bit of upselling here. So I can see that your daughter just turned 17 years old. Should I include her? Okay, so this kind of dialogue is an example of form flow. The bot easily. Okay, so now it's gonna ask me for a photo. So let's try uploading a photo of a dog. Okay, so it actually uses computer vision in the background to detect that it's not actually a car. It looks more like a large brown dog lying on the ground. So let's try tricking it again and put a picture of Bill Gates. Okay, so it's doing like celebrity recognition, and it can actually tell you who's the celebrity. So it looks more like Bill Gates wearing glasses, smiling at the camera. Okay, let's finally upload a photo. So finally it detects that, it detects that it doesn't look like a sedan, so never mind, I'll just use the photo anyway. Cool. So after it generates the estimate, okay, let's say I react negatively to this and say, oh, it's too expensive. Okay, so it uses sentiment analysis to detect in the background that you can detect how positively the user reacted to something. So it detects using text analysis that my reaction was not very positive. So it quickly passes it to a real human to do some damage control. Okay, so this is what the Bing business bot looks like. And then, alright, so remember how I said you could write once and then run everywhere? So you can actually write cool attachments like this inside the bot. And sometimes the attachments look similar. So for example, the thumbnail looks like the same attachment. So there's buttons and then there's a picture and there's a card. So the bot connector automatically helps you transpose or translate the code across a different channel, which is pretty convenient. Okay, so we have something cool called adaptive cards. Unfortunately, at the moment, adaptive cards only works with the web chat version. It isn't quite compatible with Facebook Messenger at the moment. It's coming to Skype. But if you are thinking of using your bot, putting your bot in a website, then it's going to work well. So you can see this over here. Go to samples. Okay. So let's say we go to calendar reminder. So you can actually do some really custom stuff, like select 30 minutes and then snooze. Or you can go to a food order. and then select maybe I prefer my steak medium rare. So this only works with the web chat at the moment. It's coming to Skype soon, but it's pretty nifty. As you can see, you can kind of design it in many ways, so your stock update can look something like this. It's like custom forms in your bot. Yeah, and then you can integrate this inside the chatbot, of course. So that's an example of adaptive cards. So I demoed this earlier, the developer portal. Okay, cognitive services. So I think there'll be a webinar later on with Udraw, and he'll go more in depth into this. But basically, there's five different buckets of cognitive services that we have. So the things like computer vision API, speech to text API, language understanding, all of those are part of our cognitive services API family. So you should go check out the website if you want to. Just type in Microsoft Cognitive Services, and you can see the different services that you can use to make your bot even smarter. Okay, I already demoed that. Okay, so what's the benefits of using the bot framework? So for developers, it's really fast to develop with, because you just write the logic once and you can deploy it to many channels. You can reach a wide audience. There's increasingly, there's a lot of people using social media messaging platforms. So like Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Telegram. So being able to put your bot on those platforms can really help you grow your outreach of audience. And then lastly, the bot framework actually provides support for saving chat history, showing analytics, and saving the user profile. So it's really useful in that aspect. And then what's the benefit for users? Because the bot framework connects to many channels, they don't necessarily have to be on a specific channel to use the bot. Furthermore, you don't have to download an app in order to use these chatbots. So it's pretty convenient. And then lastly, for organizations. So bot framework is pretty easy to develop with. So you reduce the amount of development costs needed. And it's really fast to go to market with. It's flexible in terms of the amount of stuff that you can do. So one issue with using UI-based bot building tools is that you lack the flexibility to integrate your own APIs and do what you want. So the bot framework really lets you do this in a very flexible way. And then scalability, so you can really scale to as many users as you need. Right, so 2016-2017 has really been the year of the bots. You probably have heard it in many places. These are examples of larger companies that are all using our bots. So I have some cool videos to show, like a cool CapitaLand bot video to show you, but I'll probably send it through Skype because I don't think audio is going to play. So I'll send that over Skype. Cool. So yeah, I think that I went through that stuff pretty quickly. But I hope you managed to get an idea of the cool things that bot can do, and maybe get some creative ideas as to how you can use it in organizations or in the hackathon. I'll just quickly send you that CapitaLand.
Hi, Alyssa. We had a couple of people join in a little late. So can you go over the laundry discussion fairly quickly, just to give the team some background on what was done, because that is more focused around the PNG business that we're discussing.
Yeah, sure. So sorry, you want me to go through the laundry bot demo again?
I think if we can touch on recording later if needed.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I will just restart then. Okay, so demoing the laundry bot for those who missed out on looking at this. So this is a bot that really helps users with laundry needs. So what you can do is click some buttons just to tell the user what the bot can do. So you can do language understanding, like how should I separate my clothes? So you can say how to split up my clothes. Let's say we change it up a little bit. Okay, so it uses the natural language understanding in the background. And then I can say how should I wash my cotton pants. Okay, so it gives you clear instructions on how to wash cotton. So cotton being what type of material it is, and the intent of the user being finding out how they should wash something. So if I say something like, how about, what other materials are there? I can't remember, but I'll just put what about denim. So based on the context that the user is talking about care instructions, it can sort of understand that the user was talking about care instructions, and I'll just give a different material. So care instructions for denim. And then if I say, yeah, I would like some detergent recommendations, then it gives me some recommendations for denim. So if I say, what about silk? Okay, so it says for silk, I recommend the following. So what about baby clothes? So you can say it recommends this for baby clothes. So let's say I click on this. So the user can use buttons to find out more about the product. So it recommends, tells you why you should buy this. And then if I click on this one, you can actually open another web view for the user to buy it. I think Facebook actually has a payment API, so you could potentially let the user shop within your bot using the payments API, which is pretty cool. So let's say something like, should I wash my clothes today? Okay, so it'll give you like a weather forecast on whether you should wash it. If you say something like, is it going to rain? It also understands that you're trying to ask for the weather. So I'll just go through the Lewis part again for those who missed it. The language understanding part is actually all happening here in the background. So what you do is add a couple of intents and then train each of the intents. So for example, the separation intent, there's like different ways that the user can ask about separation. So I've trained the bot to understand the different ways that the user could ask. So let's say check weather. So these are the different ways the user kind of asks about checking the weather. So this doesn't have to be exactly how the user asks. So for example, if you train it, should I wash stuff today? And the user says, should I wash my stuff later on? It'll still be smart enough to sort of understand that the user is checking the weather. So it doesn't have to be exact. It just has to be like roughly what the user would say, which is pretty smart. And then under entities, you can see that I've created an entity called clothing, and clothing has a material and has a type. So for example, how do you wash a specific material? How do I wash my jeans? Jeans is a type. So jeans should match to denim. Yeah, you can see that it intelligently does like classification of materials, types, and intents. Yeah, so, oh, I forgot to demo the Power BI part. So this is the dashboard that you could potentially use this as an idea to monitor what your users are doing and provide your users with useful analytics. So for example, in the month of August, I spent 171. I did this distribution of wash temperatures. Say in May, I spent $1.93 on warm washes. And this is the amount of power that I used, cups of laundry used. Sorry, detergent used. And then you can actually export this as a iframe and put it in your website as well. So yeah, that's pretty useful. Okay, I guess I'll just answer any questions now that we have some time. Okay, can you tell me some use cases in Asian industry using chatbot? Consuming goods companies. Okay, so I'll name you some examples of like Asian companies using chatbots, but I don't know if any of them are consumer goods. No consumer goods ones come to mind right now. But for example, CapitaLand. So this video that I showed. Sorry, it's sent in here. Give that a watch. It's pretty cool. It's called the SparkleBot, and it's a chatbot for the retail industry. It gives your users some recommendations on what they can buy and make restaurant bookings within the shopping mall itself. What other Asian companies in Asia are using bots? So we recently signed in. Oh no, IMDA is actually doing a pilot on chatbots using the bot framework. So what their bot does is people in Singapore can ask information to do with public sector through that bot. Consumer goods companies, not too sure. I mean, I know a lot of globally relevant chatbots like Skyscanner, Expedia, UPS, all of those are using bot framework as well. Could you show us a back-end example? Yeah, so okay, so let me just refer to this thing again. Okay, so the insurance car example uses the Bot Builder SDK, and then it links to, you know how it did a computer vision of recognizing the dog, recognizing Bill Gates, and then recognizing the car? So all of those actually just call the cognitive services API. So it calls speech to text API, it calls natural language API, it calls computer vision API, and then it does that and then just tells the user what the objects are or the speech to text results. The laundry bot is similar, so they actually call the same Lewis API to understand natural language. And then in terms of doing the Power BI integrations, it calls Azure Database in the background. So I'm using SQL Database in the background, so your bot can just save information to a SQL database that you spin up in Azure, and then you can connect the SQL database to Power BI so that you can display things like these. Yeah, let me just see. And then what you do with the bot code is you deploy it to a Azure app service. It's basically like a web service. And then you use the portal over here to spin up a bot. You can put whatever endpoint your chatbot uses, and then you can just configure the settings as to what channel you want to deploy it to from this portal. Yeah. Yep. Sure. So there's Cortana channel over here. What you do is you click on it. It'll give you all the instructions you need to connect it to Cortana. Then you can say, then you can just talk to Cortana over here and link it to your bot. I don't have a demo of that right now, but it is possible. I've seen it before. Yeah, you can feed the bot with a bunch of Q&A dialogues. No, it shouldn't be keyword based, but using keywords when you train the bot will always be useful to help it understand what the user is saying. So for example, over here, I'm just training it with all the different ways that the user could ask about how to care for their laundry. So you can just, you can just put whatever utterance you want here. And then just go to train and test, train it, and then publish your model over here. Or you can use Q&A Maker, yeah. But I personally prefer Lewis, and it's a bit smarter. I can show you Q&A Maker quickly. This is you can use Q&A Maker if your scenario isn't too complex. Like, if you don't need any entities, you just need like a straight question and a straight answer, then you can use something like Q&A Maker. How does Q&A Maker work? You have a knowledge base. And then you can create a Q&A pair. So you can do something like, what is your address? This is XYZ. Add a new Q&A pair. What's your company motto? Our company motto is XYZ. Save and retrain. And then you can go into test. And you can go So what you can do is you will need to train this. So if you say your address, an alternate way you can say this is where are you, or your location, please. And then you just save and retrain it. So this is another way you could do it. The only downside with using something like this is that you can't define entities. So for example, if the user says something like, how do you wash cotton? How do you wash a skirt? How do you wash jeans? It's more efficient to do something like that using Lewis. Oh yeah, you can also use an FAQ page to populate the knowledge base. Do we have a quick example of a FAQ page? I can quickly set that up in Q&A Maker.
Yeah, let me pull one up.
Maybe this one. Okay, Does anyone have any other questions? Okay, let's try using this. So you enter your URL. It just crawls this page and tries to extract Q&A. Yep. So that's really easy to do, and it's really quick. This is all extracted from the web page, and then you can go to test, you have to save and retrain. So you say, what was one of the possible questions? Change the email address. So that's a really quick and easy way to get started. In Chinese. Oh, it's a PNG example.
Okay. So how long would it take for somebody to build a bot similar to... and you building similar bots for the different products?
Sorry, how long will it take to build a bot similar to the laundry one that I demoed?
Yeah. Maybe a quick, a faster due to the use of bot framework.
So, yeah, using bot framework will make it way faster because there's a lot of parts already available to you on building dialogues, building prompts, building the cards. Upskilling on bot framework depends on whether you have development experience, but it's actually it's quite easy to use. I mean, once you get the hang of it, then yeah, you're good to go. But I say to build something like the laundry bot, it took me a week to do. And that was also learning bot framework on the way. So a week, 2 weeks around there to build the laundry bot. Yeah. Does anyone have any last questions they'd like to ask? Otherwise, I think we can end a bit early and save everyone a bit of time. No? Okay. Well, cool. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys found this useful. Just put me an email if you have any other questions about the bot framework or building bots. Yeah. Hey, that's the fun part, right? Building it. No worries. Thanks, everyone.
Hey everyone, don't forget to join the other sessions the rest of the week if you have the chance at the same similar session tomorrow, machine learning today, and services.